This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, friends, this will be considered the 13th day. This so that we're up to date. Actually, it's day 12, but we learned a footnote one day, so this will keep us on schedule. We're up to Lavim, Zion, and then Chesen Tes. Sometimes the one who speaks Lashon Hara is also over the lav. Do not hate your brother in your heart. If the disparaging comment one is making stems from a hatred you have toward your friend, let's say face to face, you're looking great, how are things doing? And then as soon as you walk away, you say that guy is a no good Nick. But not in his presence, you make him smell before others. You ruin his reputation. So you're doing it out of hatred. If you speak Lashon Hara out of a hatred, you're over Lysisna Sachicha Bilvavecha. The Alachas Kama Vakama, and all the more so, if you tell people, no, don't go and tell him. So obviously, you're doing so in your heart. Meaning, if the guy would be present, so then it's not loisisna sachicha bilvavecha, because you're not doing it in your heart. You're telling him, pal, I don't like you. You're putrid to me. I'm not doing this behind your back. Then you're not over loisisna sachicha bilvavecha. In other words, if you tell somebody you don't like them, that's not loisisna sachicha bilvavecha. So you're definitely over this lav if you say explicitly, shalo yel chaviyadu, don't go and let him know. Debevadei over alav zeh, you're definitely over this lav. And the Chavetz Chaim says in the Ber Maim Chaim, this lav is shayach in the first four categories, namely Lashon Hara, Rechilos, Emes, and Sheker, but only the speaker, and only if he's not present. I don't know why the Chavetz Chaim says only the speaker. I would imagine, let's say the reason you're believing the Lashon Hara about him is because you don't like him. Let's say that is what is motivating you to believe the Lashon Hara. Why would you not be over loisisna sechil bevavecha if you're mamin, if you're mekabel Lashon Hara? We have to look in the Mefarshim on the Chafetz Chaim why this lav would not apply to a mekabel. Chesen tes. V'lefamim shamesaper over gamkein alav to loisikoim v'loisitar. Sometimes the speaker could be over on the lav not to take revenge or not to bear a grudge. Let's say you have a hatred for him because you asked him to do you a favor and he turned you down, or he didn't invite you to his wedding. You asked him for a taiva, but for example, let's say you asked him to borrow money or the like, and he didn't do you the favor. Because of that, you preserve hatred in the heart against him. So that's loisitar. Somebody, by the way, if you go to sleep at night with a list of things that people wronged you, anyone on that list, you're over a separate lav of loisitar. You're not to bear a grudge against people. When you see something disparaging against them, You speak and you make public his disparagement. So you're over two things. When you by carrying the insult in your heart for what he did to you, that he didn't lend you money or he didn't do you a taiva, you're over the lav who over metchila al hanatir shebelev alav deloy sitar. You're over first. Don't bear a grudge. V'achar kach kishenoike mimeno. Then when you take revenge. And then you speak the Lashon Hara, over alav d'loisikam, you're over the lav of don't take revenge. You need to erase the thing. It's like it didn't happen. What you should think is, that person didn't do it to me. Hashem was goizer min hashamayim, that it should happen. Now, here's the thing. First question you could ask is, what does Lashon Hara have to do with bearing a grudge? When I already beared the grudge yesterday by remembering it. When I'm speaking Lashon Hara, all I'm doing is taking revenge. But there's no bearing a grudge in that. The bearing a grudge was already done in my heart. That's question number one. But the second point is a very important point and a halachic discussion. Chavetz Chaim says, what would an example be where you're now to bear a grudge, where you asked him to do you a favor or to lend you money and he didn't do it? But what if he hurt my feelings? What if he hurt my feelings? So, this is a very big machlekes rishayim. The Chavetz Chaim writes, first of all, this lav of not bearing a grudge applies lashon hara, rechilos, befanav, shaloi befanav, emes, sheker, but only the mesaper. But the mekabel, it's possible for the mekabel to be over it if he, so to speak, supports the conversation and he is nene that you got back out, you got back at the guy. So then he could be over loy sikoim veloy sitar. In other words, like this. This is also a chiddush. Chavetz Chaim says, if the friend I tell it to is happy I got back at this guy, or I bared a grudge, so in a way it's like he's bearing a grudge and he's getting back at this guy, even though the guy never did anything to him, that's also a chiddush. Why is that called bearing a grudge? If I'm bearing a grudge for something somebody did to somebody else, or I'm happy that you got back at someone, but why is the third party also over that? But this is a very important halachic discussion. Namely, is it considered revenge or bearing a grudge if somebody hurt your feelings? So, some Rishonim hold that you're not over on the lav of loisikam loisitar if somebody caused you physical or emotional pain. Because of the Gemara in Yuma Daf Chav Gimel, where the Gemara says, only by money is there a lav of loisikaim. But sar haguf, you're allowed to remember it. But the Sefer HaChinuch is mashma, min ha-Torah, the lav of loisikaim v'loisitar, is even if you're mitzaher him, sar haguf. Even if the person hurts you physically, you can't take revenge. By the way, we once learned that the Abarbanel brings that there was nothing wrong for Sarah to afflict Hagar, because since Hagar insulted Sarah first, so there's no issur of revenge if you get back at somebody who insulted you. However, the Chafetz Chaim paskins halacha lemaisa, since it's a machlokes rishonim, sveika d'oraisa l'chumra, you cannot bear a grudge or take revenge even if someone insults you or hurts you physically. However, if they owe you money, and they still owe you money, that everybody agrees that you're not allowed to take revenge. Okay? So monetary damage, you cannot bear a grudge, you can't take revenge. You could try to get your money back. Physical or emotional is a machlokes rishonim. And we paskin l'chumra, the Chafetz Chaim says, that there's an isra of leisik and leisitar. Have a great night, everyone. Agutavach. We're now on schedule. We'll see everybody Monday morning, 9:15 a.m. Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.